Hello, boils and ghouls. It's your old pal, John Kassir, the voice of the Crypt Keeper. And guess what, kiddies? You are now tuned in to PBD Horror Podcast. Pleasant screams.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is PVD Horror. I am Dave, and I'm joined here with my co-host, Brandon. And today we are doing our What Did We Just Watch episode, and we have a surprisingly great pairing right here. I would say, actually, probably the pairing I was like the least excited about watching, because I was like, oh, these don't even look that crazy. And they were actually really enjoyable.
Yeah, I have to agree with that, too, because even, you know, with a movie like Uncle Peckerhead, you know what I mean? So yeah. Just the name just kind of like screams, what the fuck is this about?
Yes,
like,
you know, absolutely. I mean, like,
what are we about to get into? So,
right.
I don't know.
Yeah. So, I mean, our movie duo here is Uncle Peckerhead and Tiffany the Doll. Mm-hmm. So we'll start off with Uncle Peckerhead. So essentially, this is a trio punk band that scores their first tour. They're going on the road and they're just, you know, they're down and out. They're not financially secure. And they meet a guy who goes by the name Peckerhead. And he ends up driving them around to all their gigs and they find out he's a demon. And hilarity ensues.
And that's not even it, you know. I mean, I think that overall, one of the things that kind of like stand out to me in this movie, you know, like I said, the name Uncle Peckerhead itself, but then, like you said, you know, you find out it's a demon. But I'm most upset with that's not even his real name. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he kind of gave himself that name, and you know, just coming from where I'm from. You don't give yourself a nickname or anything like that. It's against the rules. So it's like, you know, like this dude could have gave himself like any name. He chooses Peckerhead.
Peckerhead. It reminded me of my freshman year at college. And I was in a class and we were all introducing ourselves. And this one kid says his name. And he goes, but I'm trying to start a nickname for myself. So if you could all call me Coop, that'd be great. And we were all like, what? Who gives himself a nickname? You can't do
that's
that.
Crazy.
It's against the rules.
Coop.
Coop. So the plot summary for this one is, when a punk band scores their first tour, life on the road proves tough when they are joined by a man-eating demon as a roadie. That is literally what this is about. This is definitely like a dark comedy horror. It's pretty gruesome, pretty bloody in some scenes.
Yeah, the gore is crazy. I definitely enjoyed that. But I want to know, how many times did you like have to like watch this movie before you like shut it off? How many times did you watch before you completed it?
I actually watched it on a plane, but I had meant to watch it on the way out and started it and like didn't get interested yet, and then ended up like revisiting it again on the way back and like it made it the way through, and I was glad I did. But yeah, you're right. Yeah. Like it takes a little bit to kind of get interested, I think.
Yeah, I think it took me about like three times to like, you know, complete it.
Yeah.
And so overall, like you said, you know, when I did complete watching the whole movie, I was like, wow, you know, I mean, I really enjoyed that movie. I thought it was really cool. But I think the first, you know, I want to say 20 minutes or so is kind of like iffy. You know what I mean? It's on the rocks where it's just kind of just like, what are we getting into? But overall, I have to say, you know, I haven't watched a rock type band movie like that. Like, you know, that was bad. Every rock like horror movie that I've seen so far is actually good. So
I was thinking the same thing. It's a pretty like enjoyable like subgenre.
Yeah.
And this one is a nice one to add into there, because it definitely like the music scenes kind of get you a little pumped up towards the end when they start playing a little bit more. There's this great like band battle thing going on towards the end, which is just awesome. and like the lead singer of the other band is just the biggest douche in the world. And you, it's like such a satisfying thing when Peck kills him. But I mean, that's kind of a spoiler alert. Sorry, everyone.
But way ahead of spoilers. You know it's coming. Way ahead of spoilers. Yeah. This is a spoiler episode because
you know it's coming though when you're watching.
Yeah. Should we spoil it all? I feel as though like
We don't have to go heavy. We can kind of dabble.
All right. Well, like we touched on before, the gore and everything like that from me, you know, so those kills were like really, really good. And you could see that like it was a well-rounded budget film because it's like some of the actors, you know, the actors were good and everything like that. You probably had, you know, friends of the filmmaker and stuff like that. But the gore and everything and just everything that was kind of put into it, I was kind of satisfied. So I really can't complain.
Yeah, so this was directed by Matthew John Lawrence. Peckerhead's played by David Littleton, who I think he's familiar from other things. Off the top of my head, I can't name any of those things.
He looks like Aaron Rodgers, like old Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, like if he did way too much ayahuasca, that's Aaron Rodgers in the near future.
Yeah, he gets cut from the Jets.
Chet Siegel plays Judy. She's definitely super familiar, but again, I can't really pinpoint where she's from. Her character is like, she's the one who's really like pushing the band to be everything they can, but she's also like very critical of Peckerhead and kind of she like, but the other two kind of like go along with it. They're Max, who's played by Jeff Riddle, who is arguably my favorite character in this film. The third band member, I think he's super funny and awkward most of the time. And then Ruby McAllister plays Mel. Those two kind of, I think they start to like Peckerhead and they kind of buddy up with him for a little while, and appreciate, you know, his killing is done in like, there's like some morality to it. Like people mess with his friends, I'm going to mess with you back. So,
And I have to say that like, this was totally nuts and I think it was really creative, but I've never seen anyone invoiced for a morning after pill. You know what I mean? I think that's the first time I've seen some shit like that. And I was just like, here's an invoice. And he's like, what's this for? It's like, what the fuck?
That was good.
Man.
There's a funny line in this. So I think it's Max asks him, what do people taste like? Peck goes, that's tough to say. You know, some people taste like dog shit and other people taste like watermelon sherbet. I wonder what I would taste like. Hopefully not dog shit.
I think it's probably those Slimer drinks you sneak into the theater. So you might taste like a few of those paws.
I'll take that. That's fine. He's just like this super likable character. Everyone who meets him ends up liking him, and just like that juxtaposition of him being this like likable person that is funny and, you know, charismatic, to being then like being able to rip everyone's head off it's kind of a fun transition. But it does have, like, I think you were going to allude to this, the ending actually is surprising. You kind of don't expect the way it's going to turn in the end.
Yeah. And I have to say, too, I think, like, for most movies, you know, I mean, especially a movie like this, just creating an ending to it, you know, just creating the whole story, you know, with him having these transitions and, like, morphing into this monster at midnight, you know what I mean, in the last for 13 minutes, he said. And so the way they kind of, like, put that into the end of the film, like, it was just like, okay, cool. Like, I enjoyed how they, like, wrapped this film up. I was, like, surprised that it was done that way.
Same. What did you think of his actual like face makeup?
Well, the eye part, you know what I mean, it was kind of like that. You could tell that it was like the whole
prosthetic.
Little homemade stuff, like someone, you know, would do that and stuff for like Halloween or something. But it wasn't too crazy. It wasn't, you know, best I've seen, but
it was pretty basic and it made me wonder if it was intentional.
You got the job done, you know what I mean? So that's why I wasn't going in too much to kind of like, you know, talk about like what I thought about the prosthetics of everything to it. So it was like, you know, you they got what they needed to be done. So they got their point across.
I think it was kind of intentional too. And like, obviously this isn't like a super big budget movie. But I think it was kind of like, what they didn't like go above and beyond for the makeup, cause they didn't want it to look too ridiculous. So it kind of made it like an easy transition for them. And then like, it is funny when there's one scene where he's like killing people and their reactions of like disgust is like, just hilarious. Like just watching them watch him make these crazy kills is hilarious. It's a wild ride. I totally enjoyed this.
It is. And this released back in 2020. So it's kind of crazy. Like, you know, we missed this movie and I'm glad that this was on the list because, like I said, I enjoy like The Rock. Like, you know, horror themed movies. We had Hard Rock Zombies, all that other shit, like Green Room. Yeah. This has a like a spot.
We just screened right Black Roses.
Yeah. Yep. So who recommended this film?
So this is actually from a buddy of mine, Josh, who I ran into, and he was like, I got one for your list. And he said Uncle Peckerhead. So Jay Vargs on Instagram, Josh Vargulish. Thank you for recommending this. This was actually a complete oversight on my end, not ever really paying attention to this movie.
Like I said before, I've seen it come up on the screen and shit, like watch now and this and that. But it just always threw me off. Like, why am I gonna watch a movie called Uncle Peckerhead?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I totally had a different idea of what this was gonna be than the actual product. And it was fun and the music was good. Yeah. It was very enjoyable.
Yeah, what was it? The band name was Duh. And so they had asked, why was the band name Duh? I forgot, someone else, like artist's name was already taken. And so they had something going with that. So I was like, okay. But yeah, there's a lot of good jokes and humor inside this film. So if you like humor, gore, you know, just crazy, like a crazy time, like definitely we recommend this. It's streaming now on Prime. I watched it on Prime. What did you watch
it on? Same here. I watched it on Prime.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. It's always funny to me how these pairings work, and this is not intentional, but we always have one, like this movie's crazy, but like not outlandish crazy. Yeah. It's like in the realm of like the kind of crazy we normally would typically watch.
Mm-hmm.
Our next film is what I would call outlandish crazy. And we always have that dynamic. We always have one that's kind of like normal in the realm of crazy. And then we have one that's just like bonkers off the walls. And I guess, Brandon, I'll let you do the honors of discussing the next one.
Ah, man. Yeah. So the next film is Tiffany the Doll. This is streaming on Tubi. I'm pretty sure this is a Tubi original, you know, so
I think it might be.
Yeah, we had seen this when it released like a while back when it came up. You know, I've seen a lot of people kind of talking about this film, putting it out there. I've seen Terrell and a few other people talking about it. And I was always kind of like, you know, some of those Tubi movies and shit like that, like the originals, I can't get into it. And then this made the list. So, Tiffany the Doll, it's about the perfect partner. She can fulfill your every fantasy, and she's all yours for a price. The newest toy, Tiffany is no ordinary doll, but you have to play to find out.
Right.
For me, getting into this, it's I thought it was the kind of creative, you know what I mean? Because it's like we kind of like talked about this at one of our live events when we had Psycho Silicos down, and he was chopping up a doll, and it was like an old sex doll, you know what I mean? So we were kind of sitting there saying like, who is the demographic, who's the target audience for a sex doll? Because like, I don't know, like, you know what I mean? And I think we
found it.
Yeah.
And it exists in North Carolina.
So, yeah, this film was shot in North Carolina. Shout out to everybody down there in North Carolina. Pete Pablo. You know what I mean? I don't know.
that's the only reference I got. Pete Pablo.
Take your shirt off, spin around like a helicopter. I'm surprised he wasn't in this fucking movie.
Yeah, seriously. For a brief second, I got super worried that this movie was actually made in Rhode Island, because there's a scene that shows Providence Hospital, And I'm like, okay. Oh my God, please tell me this wasn't Rhode Island. No. But it was not. I had to look that up, and yeah, North Carolina all the way.
Yeah, it's a full black cast.
Yeah.
So yeah, you could tell right away they were had a little Southern to them.
And this is not their first or only film, I should say. I was looking at a few of their IMDb's, and they had a list of other films they've done. So this group is just making movies and playing with sex dolls.
Oh no, but that's the thing. It's like when you just like Hair, you know what I mean? Like we have the Def Drop guys, you know, creating their films and doing everything. It's like once you create one film, you know, you can't stop. And those guys are just launching off, making all their films. So it's like I'm pretty sure when you have a good team together, it's like, all right, no matter what, you know, I think that overall, like you said, this crew is, you know, doing a good job, and they're doing what they love, and you can tell they're just having fun with it, you know what I mean? And so it's like, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, making films. We can be like critical about like saying how trash a movie it is and this and that, but you have to see the behind the scenes stuff of people are really having fun and enjoying things and doing things that kind of keep themselves busy and out of trouble. So,
well, one thing you will not hear me say is that this is a trash movie. I fucking love this movie. I had such a fun time with this. I was like, I was captivated. Is the best way to put it. I was like not expecting it to. I was not expecting to enjoy this as much as I did. Mm. I watched the first 5 minutes and I was like, "Oh hell yes! This is good. This is good." And just like everything about it was just had me like laughing or just like, "Wow, this movie is crazy," and I'm enjoying it. It's just a great watch. It's a really fun watch.
I think you have a down payment for a sex doll right there. I think you're getting ready to bring one home.
I got a Tiffany. Felicia Rivers directs this. She also co-wrote it along with Aisha Little, and it stars Mahogany Darkberry as Tiffany. Okay. And the idea for this is kind of ingenious. I think it's a pretty clever idea. It's like a play on what? Chucky, essentially?
Yeah.
But you know, what's interesting is like, so there's this whole, the sex store is where you go and buy these. And there's like a demonstration. Yeah. I was like, wow, this sex store gets a lot of foot traffic. And every guy is calling each other saying, you get yourself a Tiffany. And then there's a Henry for the ladies. Right.
Yeah.
And like this whole group of people that exist in this community in North Carolina are just all about sex dolls, and they're dropping big bucks on these sex dolls there.
Yeah. And we even talked about that. Like those prices on those are pretty high. But I think what was it? Psycho Silico's got himself a used one or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, you got the head. Where's the rest of the body?
Yeah. It's this movie. Like, just I don't know. It just made my night when I watched it. I was like, this is.
It
so
made your night. Did it make your night?
It did. It was a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. Yeah. Did you check out Letterboxd?
Yeah, there was a lot of different shit on there.
It's a lot. A nighttime scene shot in broad daylight. They didn't give a fuck.
Ending.
Yep. And then, yo, fuck Oppenheimer. This film is its own incredible bomb, a truly timeless classic. And, you know, that's truer words have not been spoken.
And that's the thing, you know, when this film kind of reminded me of like a Full Moon Productions movie. Yep. You know what I mean? So. Yep. Overall, you know, I mean, I think, you know, going into these films, you never know what you're going to get, but definitely, you know, with the Tubi original film, I think, what is it? Terrell gave this a 5 stars. That's 5 out of 5. So, he really enjoyed the film. So
I'm with him.
He was one of the first people, like I said before, he was one of the first people that I had seen, talking about it, but yeah, you know, the way they were just shooting the movie, you can tell they have fun and shit like that. So you can't knock anything. And, you know, we watched this film like what, back in December. Did you go back and rewatch this again? Yeah. Or
I watched it a couple months ago.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I want everyone to know like this list of films, like we just been so backed up. So it was like, we never really got to complete this episode, so it's coming out like a little late, so we're gonna have to throw some more films to get engaged.
And I just, for everyone who's already recommended something, we still have the list.
Yeah.
Like, we will do our best to get to everything. Yeah. Mistress of the Imaginarium, who's been a super amazing and loyal follower of PVD horror for years. I think since we started almost, she's been following, and she shared this with us as well as like seeing Terrell post about it. But
yeah,
thank you for that recommendation.
I appreciate it.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. I hope they make a sequel, and they're probably going to have the Henry doll be the, the killer in the second one, I would assume.
Might as well. Because the film kind of ended off where it's open ended. Like, you can just keep going, because there were still dolls.
Yeah. I mean, this was like the horniest group of people. Like, if they're not playing with their sex dolls, they're trying to they're just complaining about not getting laid with each other and stuff like that the whole time. Like, they're just all sexed up and ready to go.
I don't know. Like, cause what was it? The main thing for some of the couples that were getting, they were trying to like fix their sex lives, like you said, but I don't know.
That like main couple, every time she was in the mood, like the entire time she was ready. And like, he was just stressed or busy and
Or
had to work, or the boys call when he's like about to get to the business. He's like, all right, baby, it's your turn. And then all of a sudden he gets a call and he's like, I gotta go. And then she's like in her robe coming out of the bathroom. I got ready for you. Gotta get yourself a Henry, girl.
Get yourself a Henry the doll. Oh, shit.
Oh, do you remember the scene? The like nerdy business guy who buys one in the beginning.
Yeah, I think that was the first guy that purchased one.
He wines and dines Tiffany.
Oh, man.
And he's like playing music and stuff like that. And then, yeah, that guy was great. He was creeping around the store when they were doing the demonstration. He didn't want to like be seen, but he was like lingering in the back watching. And he had all these like questions about the Tiffany doll.
Hey, who knows? Maybe this is what some of those creeps need. You know what I mean? To kind of keep them busy and shit, because it's like, get yourself a doll instead of like doing something crazy. But to me, it's like, I don't get it. Like, you know what I mean? I feel as though that the dolls and shit kind of, like, it's next level. Like, what's next for you for your sexual journey once you're done with that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't want to like criticize anyone's like experience in life.
No,
like,
yeah.
I understand that you probably have to be having a certain experience in your life in order to go that journey.
But I feel as though, like, in this movie, it's like the couples were using it to kind of like do their thing. But I don't know.
I don't know about that. I have a lot of thoughts, but I'll keep them in my head.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not putting anybody down. So,
and we're not sex counselors over here. So we'll if anybody out there wants to look into a Tiffany doll, be our guest.
Yeah, go
to
North Carolina. North Carolina, they have the,
they got a bouncer at their freaking sex shop.
Hey, man, you're dealing with high quality dolls. What was those dolls going for?
A couple like grand. 20 grand? Yeah, 20? A few grand. I think that nerdy business guy paid in cash.
Oh, he paid in full.
he had a briefcase. All right. So, I lost my train of thought. Uncle Peckerhead, Tiffany the doll. You guys haven't failed us. This is like another episode of two awesome recommendations. This really hit the mark of what we were looking for the recommendations, just movies that we missed and that are, off the walls and need to be watched, really, to be believed. If you told me there was a Tiffany the Doll movie and what the premise was, I wouldn't believe you. But lo and behold, Tubi doesn't fail us.
Tubi.
Uncle Peckerhead is a fun watch. Definitely recommend checking out both of these.
Yeah, definitely add them to your list if you are into crazy themed movies. This is definitely the two films that you should check out and you shouldn't miss. Like we have, you know what I mean?
Yeah, just, yeah.
You know,
I regret it. I regret it to this day.
Yeah. So, hey, we watched them. They're checked off.
You know, it's funny because I'd seen this on the list 1,000 times and always overlooked it. It's like by that poster, never was like, oh, I should watch that.
Tiffany?
Yeah.
Okay.
But after, I was like, you know what? shame on me. And now I feel like I should go check out all the Tubi originals because, you know, maybe I'm missing out.
Maybe.
So
maybe
if people know movies like Tiffany the Doll that you want to throw out there, more sex doll movies.
Fucking freak.
Let us know. Let us know.
Dave, you have a sex doll. Be careful.
I will never divulge that information. That is my private business.
Tiffany.
Tiffany the Doll.
Yeah, so thank you again to everybody that recommended these two films. We appreciate it. So,
yeah, and we will put up a post in the near future after this episode releases asking everybody to give us more recommendations to add to our list. So if you have a movie that is crazy that you feel like we probably haven't seen and you'd love to hear our reaction to, let us know. Send us the message. We will definitely check it out. Have a good night, everybody. See you later.
Take it easy.
Game over. You lose.